Hello and welcome to another edition of LEA's Our Voice, a podcast designed to keep our person served, parents, guardians, and friends in the know. I'm your host, Mike Leon, and as always, we welcome your comments on this podcast and your input on what you'd like us to talk about in the future. Send those comments to podcasts@le-academy.org. That's podcasts@le-academy.org. On today's edition of LEA's Our Voice, we're going to interview a successful seasoned employee of the Life Enrichment Academy at Warren, Ms. Denise McKinney. Denise started at CSDD back on September 1st of the year 2000. Longevity is fostered by her love and devotion to the individuals that she has worked with daily. Changes and moves of location have occurred over the years, and Denise is going to walk us through those changes to present day. Denise, welcome to Our Voice.
Thank you.
So good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Denise, 20 years longevity between, or going on 21 actually, between CSDD and the Life Enrichment Academy. Let's go back to September 1st of the year 2000. What brought you to CSDD?
I always wanted to help people. Just give back, you know. My mom was a CNA, so it was always a part of our family to help, you know, help people. So, and I majored in mental health, substance abuse at WC3. So I have a associate's degree in that. So I always wanted to help people.
That's great. What is a CNA?
A certified nurse assistant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's in the blood. Mm-hmm. Did you find an article in the paper or something that brought you to that?
Maybe saw a sign or something.
Where they were looking for employees. Mm-hmm. Well, we were lucky that you read that sign. It wasn't known as supportive employment back then, but when you started out, job coaching was your first assignment at what was then CSDD. Tell us about the duties of this assignment.
Okay, so I had one client, and she worked at Farmer Jack's on, Hall Road. And she was a bagger. So my job was to make sure she bagged.
So would you take her to the job site?
No, actually another staff would drop me and her off in the morning, whatever time her shift started, and then they would come back and get me and the client. And she would do her job, and I would help her punch in, just prompt her to do different tasks that she needed to do. And just make sure that she stayed on her job, doing it correctly.
Stayed on point. Mm-hmm. Her name was Rosie, I think.
Yes, you said. Rosie.
Was she ever flying on her own after that?
She, for some reason, that job, either it was, maybe I think Farmer Jack's might have closed or something. And then she started working at, what was it, New Haven.
Okay.
She was the, we went there in the afternoon, in the evening, and cleaned. She was a cleaning person.
So office cleaning.
Uh-huh.
So
again, I got that time I would drive her, pick her up from home, and then we would go to New Haven, and she would clean the windows, take out the trash, clean the, dust, the vacuum.
How many hours was that?
She did that from, I think I picked up like in the evening. She did the in the morning time, mm-hmm. CSCD, but then probably around 5 to about 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's how I started. Job coaching.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I believe your next assignment as a CSS has remained pretty much steady throughout your tenure here. Mm-hmm. That started with just two community groups.
Two.
Yep. And please tell us about the Discovery and Adventurers groups.
It was two groups. And believe it or not, we didn't make our calendars. The person was Diane Antone. She would make the calendars. And we would drive, oh my gosh. It might have been all kind of outings, fun outings, all kind of, different things that we used to do or whatever. I think one time we went to the museum in Toledo or that far.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was two groups, Discovery and Adventures, because they wanted us to discover and have adventures.
How many people in each group? Can you remember?
Probably 30, 40.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it might have been like 6-7 staff, and you just...
And several vans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, I believe the actual program location back then was somewhere other than here in Warren.
Yes,
where was
it
approximately?
Garfield and 16 Mile. So what is that city? Clinton Township?
Probably Clinton Township, yeah.
A little office building.
So that was the original.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 2004, when the program changed to here in Warren, your job assignment remained as a CSS in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the steady increase in community groups back then in the program.
Okay.
As they...
I think that was Sharon Johnson's idea. At that time, they took over, and Chris Davison, I believe, with the different bird groups,
mm-hmm.
the swans. Each group was named after a bird.
Okay, I remember that now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see how good your memory is.
Okay.
Name the how many bird groups can you name?
Okay. Eagles, swans, cardinals, flamingos, and hawks.
There were five?
Yeah.
How about you guys? Can you remember any? Derek?
We added some.
But those are the original.
Those are the original bird groups.
Yep.
Now, at that time, okay, when you picked your outings and stuff like that, is that when the calendar started? Did Sharon Johnson start that?
Yes, that's when the calendar started. And we would have like a wish list, and the clients would come up with what they wanted to do. And it was their wish. So we did it. So that's how we came up with the calendars for every bird group.
If you have gift idea problems that need solving, go to 20 and Below Boutique. 20 and Below is a boutique and an employment opportunity for our individuals at the LEA Monroe program. Unique items, also available for shipping, are available for your purchase, which includes seasonal items. 20 and Below is located at 106 East 1st Street, Monroe, Michigan, 48161. Their phone number, 734-349-8150. To ship an order, just access www.20andbelow.store/. That's www.20andbelow.store/. All right. Now, back in the day, there was a talent show.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the time of Diane, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was the program manager and started the talent show. Mm-hmm. Where did the talent show...
It was at the Performing Arts on... What is that?
On Garfield in Macomb County?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she booked over there?
Yes.
And what was the reason for that? That's an expensive venue.
Well, let me tell you why. Because she wanted them to feel like stars. And let me tell you how we got there. Limos.
Mm.
Limos.
Wow.
And charter bus. If you couldn't fit in a limo, for whatever reason, a charter bus, you know, like a party bus, I'll say. And that's how we got over this. They would come, I don't know how many a limo can fit. So they would come back and forth.
Yeah.
And they were the stars that night.
Depending on a stretch limo, they could fit anything. Boy, it must have made them feel good.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, when Chris Davidson took over mm-hmm. as the program manager, mm-hmm. or program director,
mm-hmm.
Did he continue that
tradition? Yes, in fact, he would do summer trips. Cedar Point. What's the other place? Great Wolf Lodge. They did all that. Overnight.
Wow. So overnighters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, over the years, you've taken our individuals on wonderful community outings. Very many of these outings... You did the research on, made mm-hmm. the contacts, negotiated the pricing. What were some of the most memorable outings that you set up?
Oh.
Start us out how you would do this. How you would,
if
you found out some place you'd like to go, how did it start?
I would make contact with the outing. You know, say the one that I really, let me see, the Princess. That was a good one. So I would make contact, see what the price was, I think Diana was the assistant. So
mm-hmm.
I would say, Diana, this is the price. And she'll say, okay, we got to go to, what is it, who would cut the check? Who is that? I don't know. And see what the
Probably
price.
Safeguard.
There you go, Safeguard. And then they would see if it was okay. And usually we would go. We would go to Soul Circus.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was at the Palace, wasn't it?
No, Shane Park.
Yeah. That was at Shane Park.
Shane Park. Now, we went, Shane Park at the tent, in the tent. They loved it. And it would shout us out, CSDD, or, you know, at that time it was CSDD.
It was the CSDD universal, is an, yes. Universal
We got to say it the right way, though.
What?
Universal Soul Circus.
Universal Soul there you go. Circus.
Yes. And the clients would love that. And then where else did we go? We went to Soul Circus. Oh, the circus at the palace. What was that one?
That was probably Ringling Brothers.
Yeah. We did that. Made contact.
Because I remember the contacts from the palace would be calling me,
yes.
asking to speak to you to get things set up for another year, because I know they'd love to go
yes,
there.
Yes.
But there were other things, too.
Oh.
I mean, besides bowling and things, there was the...
Casino.
Casino.
Casino. Belle Isle. You know how they had the big swans in the pedal boat?
Yes.
We did that. We did that. That was fun. What else? Oh, my gosh.
Institute of Arts.
All the time, yes. DIA, Charles Wright Museum, Fox Theater, getting a tour behind the scenes to see where all the stars are. Did that. What else? What haven't we not? We've done everything.
Because I remember you put it together, then you'd put them on the monthly calendar for
yes.
them as far as what day they were going,
mm-hmm.
what the cost was.
Yes.
And as usual, if they couldn't afford it, CSDD would cover
yes.
it for them.
No client was denied an outing.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, through the years, after I left
mm-hmm.
as manager here, we were up to how many groups altogether? I know they changed names again, but there were at least, 10 outdoor groups or maybe more?
Maybe more.
I think we got up to 12.
Maybe, yeah, I was
up to
say 12.
And you had, usually 8 people in a group
mm-hmm.
at least?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It really expanded. They love the community.
Yes, they do.
Without a doubt. Many times with our individuals, a redirection process
yes.
is necessary for
mm-hmm.
staff to conduct. And since I've worked here and worked with you, I've seen your
mm-hmm.
excellent work.
Thank you.
You know, as far as a redirection along those lines. Now, tell us how you developed your method of redirection when an individual needed it.
It's almost like being a parent, you know. You kind of do it at home. You know, you just redirect them from that behavior that's not probably the most positive, you know, way to handle something. It's just redirect them, you know, just kind of make them forget whatever was bothering them, you know.
You'd have to preach the positivity
yes.
where it wasn't a scolding.
Exactly. No, just redirect
yes.
them, praise them when they get it, and... You know, just let them know it'll be all right.
Well, it was a great method. It was a great method. I mean, over 21 years, you've worked with a lot of staff here, and I know you've helped break in a lot of staff. and I thanked you for that back in the day.
Yes.
And I do really appreciate you sharing some of this expertise as a CSS with
Thank
us
you.
Today. We now have a surprise for you as we celebrate your 21 years.
Oh.
Here at LEA Warren. And we're going to let our current program manager present you first with...
I didn't know this part. What?
Well, because it's a surprise.
Oh.
Present you with... some flowers.
Thank you.
But that's not all.
Uh-oh.
Also going to present you with your favorite... a cheesecake.
Thank you.
And then...
Darren remembered cheesecake.
Oh,
oh thank you.
Gift
card,
so.
Oh.
Listen,
oh,
here's
you.
To another many, many years
oh.
ahead. I can't
thank
you.
Make me cry.
Oh, I can't.
They say you're supposed to give your flowers. My mother has this. I have to say this. She says, give people their flowers while they're here. Don't wait. So thank you for my flowers.
Amen. Mom is a smart person.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough for spending time with us and sharing some of your expertise with us. We wish you all the best as we continue to expand services here
mm-hmm.
at this Life Enrichment Academy. I'm confident that the community awaits your expertise once again. It's going to get here and soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for being our guest. I'm Mike Leon, and until next time, take care.
Thank you.